Caskets.
Caskets.
Coffin.
Coffin, okay. You might say she was an important woman or he was an important man. Everyone turned out for
the funeral.
The funeral, okay. Now, the people who are dressed in black, you say they're what? They're
in mourning.
They're in mourning, okay. If somebody's troubled, you might say to them, oh, it'll come out all right.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Now, if somebody meets you on the street and you're feeling on an average day, they ask, how are you feeling? You might say,
I see the old people.
Okay,
I don't feel too good.
Okay, or you were just feeling about average, you might say.
Yeah.
You might say.
I feel just average.
Okay, all right. I had to ask him where you live because I didn't know. Y'all have a kind of a hard place to find. Well, it's not that hard, but...
Well, it's hard for somebody that's not used around the place. You're surrounded here.
Yeah. Where was it y'all used to live? You said where?
Well, I lived in Laurel when I was a girl, when I was a child, before I was married. I lived in Laurel, but then after I got married, I came and lived in the country.
Y'all lived here all your life?
No, we lived in that old house when it was good.
Back there?
Over there, back in this house. Oh. And then his brother was taking care of the bridge here, the highway bridge,
uh-huh.
And his brother died suddenly.
Yeah.
So we took the job over. He had retired then from farming. We took the job over, so we stayed there about 10 years. And then after he got the stroke, well, he couldn't open the bridge anymore. So that's why we decided we'd build here and come live here. My father used to be a bridge tender on the railroad bridge.
Railroad bridge.
He stayed there 33 years.
I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And that house, was that right? That's right on the, is it right on the bottom there?
Yeah, right on the bottom.
Right on the bottom. He'd have to raise the bridge and lower it when,
No, you had to go around, walk around a key, a piece of iron they call a key.
A key?
Yeah. And then you hold it and you'd walk around and the bridge would open. Now, in the Iberia, they have the bridge that opens up, you know, it raises up and opens up.
Uh-huh.
And in Laurelville, but not us. We had to do it the hard way. That's electricity over there.
This bridge over here, how does it go up?
No, it doesn't go up. It goes around.
You mean how does it goes like this?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's on a piling. It's on some pilings.
I see.
And then we turn this key around
and
a turret table and a bridge open this way. And then you have to close it back.
Is it open by?
By hand.
Is it wood?
Yeah. No, it's iron.
Okay. Now, if you eat something that doesn't agree with you, you might say you do what? You go and...
You have indigestion?
Yeah.
Sour stomach?
It makes you what? It makes you
sick? Sick of the stomach.
Sick of the stomach, okay. And if it really disagrees with you, you might have to...
Vomit.
Vomit, okay. Mm-hmm. Any different words? Do you have any other words for it, like
puke?
Okay.
That's usually what you use when somebody gets drunk.
Right.
When they have a hangover.
Yeah.
That's the slang they use.
Yeah.
For somebody that's got a hangover.
Yeah, kind of crude terms, like anything else?
Mm, well, that's probably the only thing we see.
Which is cruder? You say
puke.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever say throw up?
Sometimes. But that's a mild way to say it. That's a decent way to say it.
It is?